consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hi, my loves. Oh my goodness. It's the final episode of 2021, and I'm so excited to be diving into this one with you. It's going to be very, very, I want to say juicy and expansive. That is the intention, so that you can move into 2022 with so much more clarity, inspiration, and my hope is to really catalyze you into your next level best version of yourself in relationship and health, in money, and of course in your soul-led business. Now, before we move into there, I want to share with you that I'm so excited to be expanding into my new program called Soul Ascension Business Catalyst Container. And this is for you if you're a coach, healer, light worker, leader, therapist, practitioner, way shower, or mystic. You're in the transformational world and you're ready to explode your visibility and skyrocket your soul-led business in 2022. This is going to be immersing in a year-long magical group coaching mastermind hybrid container where I'm bringing in my next level version of myself as I've been really recalibrating behind the scenes. You guys all know I do the inner work. It's the hardest, but the most rewarding. And we're bringing in the Akasha, soul energy work, mindset, belief reprogramming, sexy social media strategies, and really anchoring in your next level business foundation and systems using my Illuminate method. So we're going to drop all the prosperity codes and all the unapologetic don't give a bleep codes in here too. So I want to really, really boldly say this is going to support those who are in the container to really show up at that next level unapologetically, authentically, of course, and monetize on your calling. If you're interested, please do. This is by application only, as I want to make sure that those who are coming in are a really good fit for this program. So because I care deeply about my clients getting results. So you can apply at www.electrifymybusiness.com. And once your application goes through, we will be in touch. And if it's aligned, we're going to get on a discovery call. If it's not aligned, we're going to give you some resources. So I cannot wait. Now on to our episode. So this is going to be, I'm so excited to be ending the year on my podcast here with my sexy silver fox, my hubby Dan Haig, who is a certified financial planner and a registered retirement specialist consultant with IG Wealth. And Dan has a ton of wealthy wisdom. Did you like that one, honey?
That was a lot of words to say. Yeah, Dan the money man. That's what some of my clients' kids call me. But yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom that can come just through managing wealth in a proper way.
Mm-hmm. And so we are going to be walking you through three powerful questions to ask yourself. And stay tuned, because in the show notes, there is going to be a link to my Soul Ascension Sacred Visioning for 2022 workbook for you. And this is for free. Okay. So stay tuned for that, so that this episode is meant to complement this and help you go deeper. We really care about creating positive ripple effects in the world to those who also want that for themselves. So as we're recording, do you want to share with everyone where we are, babe?
Yeah, so we are at a couples resort called Sparkling Hills. There's no kids allowed here.
Yes.
It feels like a cruise ship in that there's spas and, you know, and all-inclusive restaurants. And it feels isolated, but also magical in the same sense that, I don't know, it just feels amazing. And we're on the top of a mountain, gorgeous view of this lake. It's bitterly cold out here, but that is also creating some magical views for us. There's steam rising off the lake and everything's covered in white snow. It's quite magical here.
If you have not seen it, go check out my Instagram at boldsexywarrior and you will see the reel I've created. You will also see the view of that we're talking about, like, unbelievable. This is abundance, and we're so grateful for my parents and my brother and coming to Kelowna to look after our kids. And Dan and I can get away. We're just outside of Vernon, which is only a couple hours away from Kelowna. Not even
1 hour.
1 hour. Yeah. So anyways, my love, get your pen and paper out, because we are going to move into these three powerful questions. And this is, I think, such a fun pleasure in the bedroom and bank way to support you in visioning in your relationship, in your relationship with money, and also in health. Dan and I do our best to be, do, and have, you know, practice what we preach. And I hope that you can really feel that as you tune in to follow us on social media, Bold Sexy Warrior, Rosalind Funk Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior on Facebook, and your Dan Haig. Dan's not so much of a social media person. He's not on Instagram. But you do have a professional page.
Yes, I have a professional page, a Facebook site. So look at Dan Haig IG, and you'll find me on Facebook.
That's an investors group, not IG.
Yeah, as an Instagram. Yeah.
All right. We've done enough teasing here. So that first question we have is, you know, it's always about looking. We have to look back at our past and look at it from a place of celebration. Let's celebrate. So the question is, what are the things you did this year that you're really proud of? Who did you become? Like, even think back to a year from now. And hopefully you're not the same in many ways. Hopefully you have shifted your beliefs. You have showed up differently. You have stretched yourself outside of your comfort zone. You did the hard things. And so write down, what are those things that you're really proud of? And this episode is particularly focused on relationship. So you can look at your intimate relationship, but also look at your friendships. Look at your relationship with money and look at your health. You know, health can include mental health, emotional health, and physical health, as well as spiritual health. So the question again is, what are the things you did this year that you're really proud of? So we're going to talk a little bit about ours, just so that
we
could let you guys know what we're really proud of and hopefully set an example.
Well, for me, the big one that we did as a family is we moved over to a new city. We moved from Edmonton to Kelowna. It was a little stressful to plan it out, but the transition here was easy. Relatively, I think. Rosalind and the kids, they embraced it within minutes and days of getting here. And I think it was wholly successful. And we're enjoying our time in a brand new city. First time I've ever moved to a new city in my whole life. And effectively first time for the rest of my family, too.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right? Like, we talked to some, like, so many friends, and so many people have moved
almost like quite a bit. And this is, we're in our 40, I'm 40 and you're 42.
Yeah.
I'm like, had to think about that. And, you know, essentially, like, and you guys have known, if you've been following me on social media, this has personally not been easy for me to uproot from my hometown of Edmonton, leave my friends and my family. You know, it's like you leave your support system physically behind and you start all over again, essentially. And that really, really was not easy for me.
On the other hand, it is something that we did want to do as well, too. We wanted to have a new experience. We wanted to, you know, well, we wanted to escape winter. And now we're sitting here and it's minus 27 outside here in Vernon. And we're like, well, what the heck happened? So we brought winter with us. So that hasn't happened, but that's out of our control.
It's actually really pretty. Yeah,
but we've enjoyed, you know, skiing here and doing all these wonderful things that we certainly didn't embrace as much back in Edmonton. So it's been new experience. For us, for sure.
Speaking of skiing, let's not minimize that. That is something I'm super proud of, is I have not skied in 25 years, my loves. And again, I share everything on social media. So if you haven't seen, I had a huge breakthrough. Was it last Sunday or the Sunday before?
Last Sunday, yeah.
Where I decided I'm going to change the story. Growing up, we were actually a ski family, and I hated it because within half hour I could not feel my fingers, I could not feel my toes, could not feel my cheeks, and like my parents were just like, oh, you know, kind of like sort of like, it's suck it up. But they weren't, I'm making my parents sound like monsters. They weren't. Well, they just had no idea, like, that I was actually not exaggerating. And so I like grew up hating and dreading skiing. And I decided, like, because I knew one day, being a mom to two young boys, I'm like, oh man, they're gonna want to go skiing and snowboarding. And I've been able to push that off for 5 years because my brother is passionate about it, about snowboarding, taking my boys for us. And you've gone a couple times.
Yeah.
But I just was like, okay, I gotta change this story. I'm going to learn to embrace skiing and find the fun side of it. You guys, oh my God, skiing in at the Big White is
magical.
Like, and without it being cold and the sun is shining, I'm just like, whoa, I didn't realize it actually was the cold that I'm traumatized by. And I actually really love skiing. So we went twice in less than a week.
And I think the big lesson learned is, you know, have the right tools for the job too. Because I remember going as a kid, you'd have your winter jacket, you wear a toque, some like cheap little gloves, and they throw you on the ski hill, it's minus 20, and you know, you're not really enjoying it so much. Whereas now, right, we've got insulated helmets, we've got, you know, double layers on for everything, and we have the right tools for the job here. We even face masks help a ton. Mm-hmm. Right, we're really loving that. So have the right tools for the job, and it makes the experience that much better. And you can apply that concept to any aspect of life.
Yep, your relationship with each other, have the right tools, have the right resources. You know, don't be stubborn, don't think you can do it yourself. Don't sit in your shit. Go get help. Go see a coach, a therapist, to support you both if you're wanting to something different in your relationship, even if one of you goes. I used to be a marriage and family therapist, so often I would work with only one spouse because the other one didn't want to come in. And so much shifting can happen in a relationship just through one person. I can't tell you which way it goes, but the person that comes in for therapy or for coaching really does shift a lot, and they break free and it's not about the outcome, right? It's coming to your truth. So when it comes to relationship with money, do you want to talk a little bit about that, hun? You know, what are some of the tools, the resources?
Oh yeah. So, I mean, reaching out and asking a professional about different strategies for money. It seems so basic, so easy, but a lot of people are so hesitant about, you know, discussing their money concerns, issues, whatever. It doesn't have to be an onerous topic to just seek advice from professionals such as me, like a certified financial planner. I enjoy applying the concepts in my own life, and if they're effective for other people, I'm more than happy to share with them as well too. So if you're, you know, depending on what your goals are, if you're looking to pay off your mortgage, get your kids through school, retire with peace of mind, right? You don't have to do it on your own. There's so many resources out there. Don't reinvent the wheel, or don't wait too long too, right? Because he who hesitates is lost. So you might as well see what the best course of action is, and, you know, embrace your a different mindset surrounding money.
Like, money is neutral and money is energy. So if you're noticing you're fearing getting intimate, yes, intimate with your numbers, then it's really looking at what are the blocks that are getting in the way. What is your money story? Because really, let's take the shame out of this. There is no shame when it comes to your relationship with money. It doesn't have to be included in that energy of shame. But like, if you guys are around our age, you didn't grow up learning in the school system about money. Nobody not ever taught all. Us about financial planning. And maybe that's different. I mean, our kids are too young. They're not learning that in school right now, but maybe they are now in high school. I don't know. And I hope so. You've gone
I believe it is a little, it is more taught, but not to the fully extent where you can be a fully functional adult by the time you're done high school, you know, from the yeah. financial aspect, right?
Yeah. So the practical use with how you go into relationship with money wasn't taught to us. And what's our role models? It's our parents, who also were not taught properly. Nope. Right? So oftentimes we're little kids in adult bodies trying to resolve money issues, but like, we don't know what we don't know. So there's no shame. And I know that oftentimes people hesitate to even go see you, honey, as a financial planner, because they think that they need to invest their money. They don't have any money to invest. Can you debunk that a little bit?
Yeah. So, if they say, well, I don't have anything, well, that's the reason why you need to meet with me. So we can find ways to start you progressing forward, building your wealth. Because if it's a matter of, you know, your money, maybe your debts are not allocated the right way, or your cash flow is being utilized for things that are not providing long-term value for you, there's ways to modify how you utilize your money to work to your advantage, instead of just always, you know, two steps forward, two steps back, right? Let's make some progress. So sometimes it just takes a different set of eyes to look at your situation.
Yeah. And Dan and I actually go deeper into this in our Manifest More Money digital course, which we can link to in the show notes as well. Those of you who are tuning in, you actually will get 50% off. So, so stay tuned for that link as well. So honey, we're going to go into commercial now. So what I want you all to reflect on as we're going through commercial is, what is standing out for you right now? What is the answer? What are the answers? Start journaling. What are your wins? What are you most proud of, particularly in relationship with money, in your intimate relationship, if you are in one, in your friendships, and in health?
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Mm-hmm.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back, loves. All right, question number two. What are the quote unquote mistakes you made and the lessons you learned from those mistakes this past year? So I definitely can share some stories around this. For me, I really see that one of my biggest, we'll say, you know, and I really don't think there's such thing as that's why I said quote unquote mistakes or failure, unless we never learn from it, right? But it's kind of like the you know, like this shitty situation is happened and it didn't happen to me because that's a victim. Life is happening when we're in victim mindset, we're seeing that life is happening to us, right? Rather, it's taking radical, personal, and spiritual responsibility, which if you've been listening to me for on social media or on this podcast for a while now, you know that's my number one value. That's the concept that has really shifted my life. That's, I believe that was episode 3 or 4 of my podcast. Okay, the one concept that changed my life, look for that one if you want to learn more about the different kinds of personal accountability. So from this perspective, life is happening for me and through me, not to me. So when shit hits the fan, you know, do I feel shitty about it? Do I get anxious? Do I get angry? Do I get resentful? Of course. Of course, I'm human. And all of those feelings are normal and healthy. It's what I decide to do with those feelings that makes it the situation healthier or unhealthy. Okay. So for me, and I actually wrote about this in, I should celebrate this too, my loves. I just became a 3-time international best-selling author with the Blue Talk series, Business Life Universe. We just came out with book number 5. My dear friend, amazing entrepreneur, Corey Poirier, who's also been on this podcast. He's the founder of Blue Talks. Blue Talks is like TEDx meets chicken soup for the soul, if you want to look at it like that. Has a spiritual foundation. They're the reason why I also spoke at Harvard University. And so we just came out with the 5th book. It's a co-authored series. And I actually spoke about this on in more detail. So I won't go into details. You can grab the book. It's I'll put the link as well in the show notes. If you get it from Barnes & Noble, it's only $7.50. Like, hello. But what I talked about is
some of the nightmare clients that I had in my business. And yes, we all have those. And recognizing that as I processed through it, you know, I'm actually now grateful for those nightmare clients. And the reason is because I've learned the co-creation in that. I've learned that for me, unconsciously and unaware in my blind spots, I was calling in people in their victim. And I have this victim savior energy part of me, even if it's tiny, right? Even if it's tiny. And I, working with my healers, going into my own Akashic records, I realized that I have a victim savior in my past lives energy. And so it even seeps into now. So what is victim savior? It's like you want to help people so badly. You want them to succeed so badly that you end up working harder for them and going, you know, to the nth degree to really get them to be more successful, but they're not showing up and they're not doing their own work and implementing. And so I was becoming over responsible for a couple of these clients. And so what I learned in the end is, unfortunately, you know, I got burned and can feel like burnout as well. And these people, because they're in victim, don't look at themselves. They project their trauma onto you because they haven't done their own work. And yet they show up as if they have. And so this has been a huge lesson for me. So I guess my reality check is really getting clear about my own boundaries in that sense of responsibility. And am I working harder for that person to get results? How can I make sure I'm in my power and that they are in, you know, and encouraging them to be in their power? Because we can't make other people do their own work. So I would say that would be one of my biggest lessons. And then once again, I talk a little bit more about all the magic that unfolded on a spiritual level once I basically cleaned up my energy and how that unfolded within 2 days without me doing anything else other than cleaning up my energy in like literally an hour. It's so crazy. I can't wait for you guys to read that chapter. How about you, hon?
Yeah, well, I'll talk about two different scenarios, one with myself personally and then one with some of the clients that I know. So personally, it was not getting the proper foundation of help in place when I needed it the most. So what I mean by that is my financial planning practice is growing. It's doubled in the past 2 years. I needed to add on some additional staff, an assistant to support, because me and my associate were doing all the work, and it was overwhelming for a bit. Then add on that move to new city and transitioning and doing everything.
Losing our childcare.
Losing childcare, which is a big one, yeah. So there was a lot on the go, and I was trying to manage all of it myself. And I honestly have been feeling a bit of the burnout. So now, you know, I am getting an assistant to support me and my associate, Andrew in Edmonton, who is going to be a good situation going forward. But I should have done this 6 months ago, right? And because the past 6 months have been a challenge, right? So it was about getting the foundation in place and all the support that you need in order to be successful. So that's a lesson that I learned. Now, as for my clients, it's quite interesting. And this is a broad generality that, you know, men I find are more interested in performance. So they want to make sure that their money is performing well, getting good return, getting tax return, you know, that type of thing. Whereas women in general terms are more interested in achieving an objective or getting to a certain outcome. Right. So what I mean by that is, you know, I had a client situation where they had some money available to them and we were looking at different strategies. One was to invest it. And the husband was like, oh, what kind of return can we get on that? And how much money is that going to make us in 10 years? And, you know, we went through the numbers and to him, that made sense. Whereas on the other hand, the wife was more concerned about, well, what can we do
about this money to make sure that we're secure in the future. And we looked at options for, you know, partial investing, partial insurance. Whereas insurance, you know, it's not very exciting and you don't want to ever have to use it, but it's there for a purpose. So with some of the money going towards the insurance side, the investment side produced less result, obviously. Well, lo and behold, you know, it was only a couple of months later where, you know, the husband said, well, let's do the investments only because this is where we get the most potential. Whereas the wife, unfortunately, got a medical condition that they could have, if they had the insurance in place, it would have provided them with some financial windfall to deal with that medical condition. Now, they're using some of that money that they had invested in order to deal with that medical condition. So if you would have, you know, hindsight is 20/20, of course. However, you know, in planning for an objective or a goal, I think outweighs the need to just plan for performance only. So that's one scenario that I draw up with my clients, especially with men who just want to get the most bang for their buck. It's more than just performance. It's about making sure your goals are covered and you're in a good spot with your entire financial position, not just your investments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's all really valuable and like really profound, you know, when it comes to, again, you guys, relationship with money is very important. And communicating that with your partner is also really important. Doing your own money work so that you don't let your inner child and shame stories around money be driving the bus when it comes to trying to vision your money goals.
Well, yeah, in our course that we put on last year,
Manifest More Money,
we had people who were in partnerhoods, they would talk about what their financial goals are with each other, because that is often one topic that mm-hmm. a lot of couples, whether you're married or not, you don't have these conversations quite often. So when I get my clients to do it, it's interesting. I can see them peeking on each other's sheet because they don't know what their top financial priorities are for each other. So to uncover that is half of the journey, and it's pretty thought-provoking and interesting to see, oh, you know, I didn't know that you wanted to retire at 55 or pay off your mortgage next year. You know, I thought we were going to go on more vacations, right? So it's interesting to see where your financial priorities lie, and that doesn't always happen until you have those conversations with your partner.
Yeah, and even today, like Dan and I are here at Sparkling Hill for 4 days, 3 nights, and we even brought our big flip chart paper, our smelly felts, and we are going to be visioning today, actually, a little bit deeper into this. And like I said, you'll get the free workbook as well in terms of the questions we walk ourselves through. And we don't do this just once a year, my loves. We actually do this. We try to do it. Our goal actually is to do it bi-weekly. Okay, we have not really succeeded in that. So you know, we have to.
And it's interesting. I was thinking about that too. No, we haven't succeeded in checking up on it bi-weekly. However, once again, the lesson learned is you have to give yourself the opportunity to do so. So by mm-hmm. taking these 3 days off at a resort, this is giving us the opportunity to actually mm-hmm. to do this, right? So I think that's a good lesson that we learned too.
Yeah, and we're not beating ourselves up. Like we actually put it in our calendar. Let's do this every other Sunday morning. But that hasn't really worked out because we did not prioritize or stick to it, or I was running a workshop where you'd be hiking.
Life happens. Or, yeah.
But whatever. Like, okay, so look, truth be told, we weren't prioritizing it, calling ourselves out. And so instead of being rigid about it, we're going to go look at, well, then let's make it more whatever realistic looks like for us. And all we can do is try again, put it into maybe once a month instead, and then follow through. But if we're noticing we're not following through, then we need to look at what are those blocks for us, right? And so, and then we can renegotiate what that schedule can look like so that we are recognizing this is a priority. So we need to show up in it. And so for us, what works is let's book these 3 days. We could just sit back and relax and just like do nothing. And that would be totally fine. And that's you know, again, this is still a priority. So that's why we decided to bring all the tools and the materials and have the space to vision for 2022. And then perhaps it will be a monthly thing or a quarterly thing. So that we'll get clarity about that today. You guys get us in real time right now.
Just like the skiing story, have the right tools for the job and you'll get the job done and it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. I'm really excited about this. So just really reflecting for you, yourself, our dear listeners, what is going to support you? What do you think will support you in terms of scheduling in a time to prioritize whatever it is that you decide to work on as a focus in 2022? And keep it simple. You know, don't try to make so many changes at once or else overwhelm happens and then nothing happens, right? So oftentimes we get paralyzed by too much change. So what is that one thing that you want to master in 2022? And just focus on that. And then when you have the capacity to expand onto a different focus and build on your goals, then move into that. Do you have anything else to add there, babe?
I think you pretty much covered it there.
Okay, awesome. So I feel like I have a couple more stories in terms of mistakes I've made. You know what? Actually, here's a real life one. So my default, let's say, is like everything is on a spectrum, of course, but I freaking love work. If I could be a workaholic, I am a workaholic. But I have learned over the years, and my dad's a workaholic, like I grew up seeing this, right? And there's the unhealthy workaholic, and then there's the healthy, I'll say, version of being passionate about work, knowing that you're truly making a difference. You do work hard, and you get your efforts to exceed in terms of the results that show up. So it is not like, analogy would be dollars for hour, right? Work and then your results show up. No, it's like build the foundations and then your results multiply, like the compound effect. Okay, that happens with money as well, by the way. Your money can work smarter than you working harder. This is part of wealth consciousness. Okay, and so again, we talk more about that in our course, but really for me, I recognize, you know, because I freaking love work so much, it lights me up. It's kind of like that thing that I can lose track of time. The issue is then sometimes I kind of forget to show up as a parent. So that feels more balanced for my poor husband, who is totally Mr. Mom and he's like a freaking phenomenal parent. All my friends are always like, can my husband hang out with your husband a little bit more so him some of his magic can rub off? So Dan, I, you know, really do consciously talk about these. You know, I recognize that I'm not showing up as much as he is as a parent. And it doesn't mean it has to be 50-50, but at least we both feel a good and fair energetic balance.
Yeah, balance is a key word there for sure.
Harmony.
Yeah. And I feel a little drained sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, but mm-hmm. it does help immensely to have a partner who recognizes that and mm-hmm. is willing to you know, acknowledge it and discuss it, you know, and figure out a solution that's a win-win.
Yeah, and because of this, and just zooming out into the big picture, I recognize, you know, I love my kids. I love them. I don't always love parenting, and we can both admit that.
Not easy sometimes. All the parents know.
Right. And so, but I love family time. I love hanging out with my kids. I love just playing with them and being with them. So I noticed though, at the same time, I have resistance. And so I've been working through some of that resistance, but I also am right now setting up my business foundations as I'm scaling so that I can be leveraging on, my time, so having more time freedom so I can actually be there more often. And I that's what I deeply want. And so we recognize, both of us having a conversation, that right now it's going to look a little bit more like immersing, because I'm creating more of the modules. I'm, you know, really like being coached with my coach. And so we're going to take a little bit more time to set the foundations. And so in the long run, by my hope is that by halfway next year, June 2022, my business would have been scaled and my vision is coming true. I know it is. Like, I have no doubts. Like, I don't, if anything, guys, bet on yourself, right? Like, if the dream is in you, it's for you, and make it happen. Don't let anything get in the way.
And that's the best investment you can make, is in yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So feel the fear and do it anyway. All right, my loves, we're going to take another break. And so I want you to feel into what is the one, or, you know, the big lessons that you've learned this year, and really reflect on that.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, my loves, finally, question number three is, what's one limiting belief or story you're telling yourself that you are maybe not ready, but you know you need to let go of before 2022 so that you can become your next level version of yourself?
Yeah, for me, it's interesting. I was reflecting on this a few weeks ago, actually. It's the story I tell myself about I never fully embrace that the upcoming year will be more abundant than the last. And what I mean by that is I'm always worried about, you know, where am I going to get my clients for the next year? Where, how am I going to get introduced to new people? And I tell myself this story every New Year's, but yet if I look at, you know, based on results, if I look at the numbers, every year my business has grown, even though I tell myself the same story at the beginning of each year. And it's ironic, because I'm a guy that uses numbers. And if I keep on looking at the numbers, I know that I've grown my business pretty much every single year, COVID being the exception, but certainly rebounded very strongly last year. And, you know, it's a bit of, sometimes I feel a little bit of imposter syndrome, which I think is common for a lot of entrepreneurs sometimes, where, you know, the concepts and strategies and ideas that I help my clients implement, they become common knowledge to me. And then I forget that people who I don't work with, to them, it's almost revolutionary. Like, a concept to pay off your mortgage sooner by using a tax-free savings account instead of putting money directly into your, against your mortgage, right? To me, that's financial planning 101. to some people, they're like, holy smokes, I never even thought about that before, because it's a more effective use of their money. So getting rid of that imposter syndrome and believing in abundance. I mean, historically speaking, my 14 years as a financial planner, my practice has grown by leaps and bounds almost every single year. Yet I fail to embrace that sometimes in the new year.
And just to define imposter syndrome, because that is what I help people ditch. But even then, let me tell you guys, this is Dan and I real talk, right? Like, even though we make it look easy, we continue expanding our success, it doesn't mean that we don't experience it ourselves at times, as you can hear Dan and soon me. But imposter syndrome is a term that's coined by clinical psychologists Dr. Pauline Clance and Suzanne A. Imes. And it's defined as high-achieving individuals not able to internalize their accomplishments and having a persistent fear of being exposed as a fraud. You know, oftentimes these people feel like, oh my gosh, like despite the results, they can't seem to really believe in it. And of course, I think everything's on a spectrum, right? So there's chronic self-doubt paired with thoughts and feelings of not knowing enough and not being smart enough. So does that sound like you? You know, and there's three categories this can be seen in. Number one is feeling like a fake or a fraud. Number two is attributing your success to luck rather than taking personal accountability, and that you are a creator of your reality. And number three is discounting your success. You minimize it, okay? And so this is really important to work through, because you have gifts to shine. You have gifts to shine. You have brilliance in the alchemy that is you. Your education, your experiences, your personality strengths, your passions, what you're really good at. This is the alchemy of you. And in my programs, I actually get people dive in deeper to really ditch the imposter syndrome and show up and shine. So with this, let me tell you, as I'm scaling my business, okay, every single time I do something, stretch myself outside my comfort zone, my loves, the inner critic absolutely comes up. Or, you know, like, it's like, sometimes I'm like, oh my God. So I don't relate with feeling like a fraud. I do recognize I am brilliant. I do recognize my gifts. I do recognize the impacts I create, and I absolutely take co-credit for that. However, there are times where I notice when somebody reaches out to me because they want to work with me, and I look at their, let's say, social media, I look at their website, and I'm thinking, like, the first, like, I get really excited, first of all, because I'm like, of course, I called this in. But the inner critic slips in and is like, the first thought is inner critic's like, why would this person want to work with me? They look like they're kicking ass. What can I offer? Like, what value am I going to offer them? You know, and it's so interesting. As these people say yes and we work together, I recognize that, oh, it always comes down to the beliefs. It always comes down to the mindset. It always comes down to self-trust and listening to intuition. And these people are really interested. My clients are very interested in the soul work and the soul ascension, but also pairing that with strategies for business systems and foundations to scale and, again, work smarter, not harder. And so it's like, wow. Okay. I do see where the gaps are. And all of a sudden I'm able to have confidence, you know, once I see where their gaps are, and they share that on the discovery calls, like, oh yeah, okay, I got it. But let me tell you that it's a real thing. Like, we all have our thing that, shows up when it comes to inner critics. So it could be perfectionism, right? Are you laying your perfectionism? Not feeling good enough, not feeling smart enough, feeling like you don't have value to offer, feeling like you're comparing yourself and you don't measure up. These are all very common ways of how the inner critic shows up. Just don't let it drive the bus. This is about managing it so that you really move into your empowered version of you. Do you have anything else to add to that, my love?
No, that's a very good summary of it. I mean, just going back to the description here, for me, you know,
the subcategories, feeling like a fake doesn't really apply to me, but attributing your luck, your success to luck. To me, that I sometimes find that one all the time.
Sometimes find that one all the time.
Yeah, so I
which one is it?
Contradictory. So I often believe that. And yet, you know, I'll give you a quick story. I got a pretty good client last year who's becoming my biggest client very shortly here. Now, I got them through a referral, and I could, at first I said, well, that was very lucky I got this referral. But why did I get that referral? It's because of the relationship that I had with the clients who referred me to them, and the work that I've done for them, and the value that I've provided my original client. And then they referred me these other people because they believed in me. So was it luck, or was it through my efforts? And I have to change my mindset around that. It certainly wasn't luck.
And let me tell you, my loves, like, Dan is not your typical financial planner. He started in insurance. Boring AF. No offense to those people who are insurance. But the thing is, you felt unfulfilled because you wanted to make a huge impact and build relationships with your clients. Insurance, at least in the industry you were in, didn't allow for that. And so Dan moved into, after searching for a bit to see what his skill sets could apply to, he became a certified financial planner, and it was because he knew he could make a difference. He builds relationships. You took your time to call all your clients on holidays, and you take your time to check in with your clients, where I hear people say, my financial planner hasn't talked to me in like 2 years. I'm like, what? Like, that's okay. That's something special about Dan. So he deeply cares. People can feel that. And let me tell you guys, in business, relationships are everything. Start there. And you, if you've been following me, you know I always talk about the importance of relationships, starting from build that first point of contacts, right? You never know who this person is. Don't look at people like, oh my God, is this person gonna be my client? No, that's repelling. Look at it as like, huh, I'm curious about this person. I'm interested in about this person. Let's just get to know each other and see what gets co-created from there. Maybe it falls flat. That's fine too, right? Or maybe expands into something beautiful. And so let yourself focus on building authentic relationships, not being attached to the outcome. Okay. And by the way, those of you who are like, I want to check Dan out as a financial planner, he is certified across Canada. So if you are Canadian, check him out. I'll have the info in the show notes so that you can book an appointment. All right. So in summary, the three questions are, what are the things you're really proud of? Celebrate your wins from this past year. Number two, what are the mistakes you made and the lessons you've learned that you're going to apply in 2022? Okay, that's really important. And what are the limiting stories or beliefs that you're going to be letting go of, releasing before moving into 2022? Write these down. Research proves that when you write things down, I don't remember the percentage exactly, but I believe it's 41%, more likely to achieve your goals. Okay, this is why Dan and I have a big ass chart, flip chart with us. We're gonna write it down. Okay, as we vision. And again, what I invite you to do is in the show notes, I have a link for the free Soul Ascension Sacred Visioning workbook that has more questions for you to dive in even deeper. I want you to succeed. I want you to win if that's what you want. You got to want it more than anyone else. So, okay, my loves. So that's really important. And then if you are desiring, once you sign up for a workbook, you'll also get the code for 50% off our Manifest More Money course, which Dan and I ran as a live workshop in one day. And the power of this workshop will include financial planning plus the energetic money rituals. We also have two special guests. Janet Key talks about the sacred money archetype. She was a soulmate client of mine, and now I've hired her to work with me.
in expanding my wealth consciousness. And then we have another financial planner who talks about the six pillars of wealth. So tune into that. All right, my loves. So in the last few moments here, I'm going to invite us to all move into our final 2021 meditation and light language activation to move us into embodying that next level version of ourselves. So just breathing in, cleansing breath out, breathing in, cleansing breath out. And so I invite you to move into 6 months from now, maybe even 12 months. Who have you become? How are you showing up? How are you feeling about your life? When you wake up, what are you excited about? What's happening in your life? Let's feel into this. Who are the people in your life? Who are relationships that you deeply, deeply feel nurtured and nourished by and filled in both your life and your business? Who's no longer part of it? And you're happy about that. You're at peace. You're at peace. You're at peace. Ah, feel into the money that continues to flow into your life. You're working smarter, not harder. Your money supports you, it circulates around you, it moves through you. Breathing in and out. Have a wonderful new year, my loves, and I can't wait to have you dive deeper into the Sacred Visioning workbook and possibly our Manifest More Money course.